According to one estimate, there could be as many as 30 million species of animals living in the sea, most still undiscovered. The first hint of how abundant life is in the deep seas didn't come until as recently as the 1960s, with the invention of the epibenthic sled, a dredging device that captures organisms not just on and near the sea floor, but also buried in the sediments beneath. In a single one-hour trawl along the continental shelf at a depth of just under a mile, Woods Hole oceanographers Howard Sandler and Robert Hessler netted over 25,000 creatures, worms, starfish, sea cucumbers and the like, representing 365 species. Even at a depth of 3 miles, they found some 3,700 creatures, representing almost 200 species of organism. But the dredge could only capture things that were too slow or stupid to get out of the way. In the late 1960s, a marine biologist named John Isaacs got the idea to lower a camera with bait attached to it and found still more, in particular dense swarms of writhing hagfish, a primitive eel-like creature, as well as darting shoals of grenadier fish. Where a good food source is suddenly available, for instance, when a whale dies and sinks to the bottom, as many as 390 species of marine creature have been found dining off it. Interestingly, many of these creatures were found to have come from vents up to 1,000 miles distant. These included such types as mussels and clams, which are hardly known as great travellers. It is now thought that the larvae of certain organisms may drift through the water until, by some unknown chemical means, they detect that they have arrived at a food opportunity and fall onto it. So why, if the seas are so vast, do we so easily overtax them? Well, to begin with, the world's seas are not uniformly bounteous. Altogether, less than a tenth of the ocean is considered naturally productive. Most aquatic species like to be in shallow waters, where there is warmth and light, and an abundance of organic matter to prime the food chain. Coral reefs, for instance, constitute well under 1% of the ocean's space, but are home to about 25% of its fish. Elsewhere, the oceans aren't nearly so rich. Take Australia. With over 20,000 miles of coastline and almost 9 million square miles of territorial waters, it has more sea lapping its shores than any other country. Yet, as Tim Flannery notes, it doesn't even make it into the top 50 among fishing nations. Indeed, Australia is a large net importer of seafood. This is because much of Australia's waters are, like much of Australia itself, essentially desert. A notable exception is the Great Barrier Reef off Queensland, which is sumptuously fecund. Because the soil is poor, it produces little in the way of nutrient-rich runoff.